You have your Bibles tonight. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. Starting at verse number 1, the Bible reads like this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. This is out of context. Eve, we dealt last week. That's all I want to read. We dealt last week that Eve, one of her main problems is she let the devil cause her to doubt the word of God.
Right.
And I'm not going to re-preach my entire message. I'll maybe give us a 5-minute background and then finish up here. But the main problem here is Eve did not put enough stock in the word of God, in God's word, to hide it in her heart, David said. Hide his word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Eve knew the word of God. No doubt Adam told it to her, because Eve had not been formed when God gave the command not to eat of the fruit. We covered that last time. Amen. So the devil twisted the scenario. The man was the head of the house. The devil came to Eve and tempted her first. Even in the New Testament said, Adam being not deceived, but Eve being deceived.
Yeah.
Eve was deceived. The devil came and deceived her. Right. So the devil flipped the process of God. Amen. He did not come to the man, but he come to the woman, which is the weaker vessel. And that's not a joke, you know, and on women and all that kind of. But he went to the weaker vessel and he fought against Eve. And he caused her to eat of the fruit. We all know the story. He caused her to doubt the word of God. Amen. And he calls her to deny, amen, his word. Will you really die? He said, hath God really said this? And then lastly, we covered that he calls her to be delusional. Amen. He said, you're gonna be like God. You're going to have wisdom. You're going to have knowledge and all the sorts of things like that. And I don't know about you today, but that's where the devil still fights today. He fights, amen, against the word of God.
Right.
That's why there's so many interpretations of the Bible. That's where there's NIVs and all these different versions of God's word, because the devil tries to dilute it down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Eve added to the word of God here. She said, lest you touch of it. Amen. You should not touch it, eat of it, or touch it. She added to God's word. The original command never said anything about touching. God told them not to eat of that fruit. Amen. And so Eve added to the word of God. She took some away. Amen. And that's where we are today. People like to add to and they like to take away from God's word. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. Amen. And that's what I'm going to pick up tonight. I still want to preach on that subtle serpent. Amen. How that the devil comes, he never comes. Amen. In full force, he never comes in full bloom, but he comes in a subtle way.
Right.
Amen. As Brother Tom brought out this morning, he comes with warning signs. Amen.
Yeah.
He don't come with warning signs. God tries to warn us of his coming.
Right.
Amen. Because he comes in such a subtle way. Amen. In this country alone, we see how that the very foundations are crumbling. Amen. Of what this country was founded upon.
That's right.
Founded upon God's word.
Yeah.
Founded upon the precepts of his word, pounded upon good biblical Bible preaching and teaching, amen, and fearing God and fearing sin and trying to steer clear of the world and of the things of the world, amen, and praise God. And that's where we are today, amen. And I brought out last week how that devil worship, how that sorcery and witchcraft has had an all-time high in this country alone.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, yes, I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to, ever what you want to call that, put fear in people's hearts and things like that. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, that in this city, in the city down the road, amen, the devil sets up his sorcery.
Right.
He sets up his places of worship. You know, people worship Satan. There's
satanic worship places right here in this city.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes. Am I here to pin a rose on the devil's shirt? No. But I'm here to tell you there's a devil out there. I'm here to tell you the devil's out there for keeps. Amen. The Bible said that he comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. I tell you, one generation ago, I'm not an old man. Amen. I'm just I'm a young man. Praise God. Amen. But I come to tell you here tonight, one generation ago when I was a little boy, Brother Earl, you couldn't go on the bookshelves and pick up a book, anything about satanic worship. You couldn't pick up a book, anything about magic and witchcraft and all the sorcery and things that people are indulging in today. Now you can pick them up a dime a dozen down at the Books a Million, down any kind of local bookstore, amen, Amazon, anywhere you can pick up all kinds of sorts of books like that. How did that happen? It happened subtle. Amen. It happened slowly. Sister Dottie talking about this abortion stuff. I tell you, amen, a generation ago it would have been murder in this country. But how did that law pass? It happened in a subtle way. Amen. It started all slow and it gained momentum. I'm not here to bust everybody's bubble. I'm going to need you to help me here in a minute. As Brother Tom said this morning, amen, look at the foundations, how they crumble. When a generation ago, once again, a man couldn't grab another man's hand and walk down an aisle and get married in this country. And somebody said, how did it happen? Amen. How are we in this place? I read last night, it almost made the hair stand on my head while I was upstairs studying and reading about this message. Amen. You can study it all the way back to Nero. I didn't know this. Amen. Nero, I don't want to get into the graphic details, but Nero, amen, married a man. I didn't know that. And they said that was the start of the fall of the Roman Empire. Amen. That was the start of the fall of the Babylonian Empire. Both of those rulers, amen, started into homosexuality. What was the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah? It was a wicked city. Lot went into those cities. Amen. Let me tell you something. Homosexuality has been around since the days of Noah. Amen. It's been around since the book of Genesis. It's been around for thousands of years. So what's the matter about it today? You study history. Every single time that a nation pats their hand on it and says it's all right. Yeah, it was terrible. It's a horrible act of sin. And let me tell you something. It's not normal. Let me tell you something. Amen. God hates it. It's a sin in the very eyes of God. Amen. But let me tell you, any time in history that a nation patted it on the back and just let it slide under the rug, it was the start of the fall of that nation. And America has patted it on the back. Amen. Our president, former president, amen, patted it on the back and pushed it through the court systems. And I come to tell us, amen, there's a subtle devil. There's a subtle serpent that's creeping up and down the streets and the alleys of this country. Amen. And he's setting in for an attack. Amen. Of the serpent. And it's about time that the church of the living God arises and say, we're not going to be a part of this. Amen. This is of the devil and we're not standing for it. I come to tell us, church, the devil's subtle. He comes in slither like a snake and you better watch out. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
I got so much stuff on there, we'll get it all out tonight.
Come on.
Amen. But I tell you, he started out, amen, through the radio waves. He started out through the, amen, I don't know what kind of waves you call it, television waves. Amen. Now we're at an all-time high, brought out last week. Amen. Millennials in our day. Millennials, they say, average, amen, 8 to 10 hours. I can't fathom that. Amen. Especially when they're not in school. Average at least, amen, 6 to 10 hours a day on some type of social media. And the devil has flooded it with sorcery. The devil has flooded it with all this type of witchcraft. Brother Tom tells us about, amen, Peter Pan. Hey, I know that some of you may not like this, but I tell you, one of these days, you'll look back and you'll say, that old preacher knew a little bit of what he's talking about.
Right.
The other day we was getting on to one of the girls, and they said something about being too hard on them. Hey, me who it was. And Brother Tommy, Michelle said, I like this. Michelle said, you think we're hard now, but there'll come a day when you're my age and you look back and you'll say, thank God I had a parent that kept me in check. Hey, let me tell you something. I Googled witchcraft-related movies, and there are a dime a dozen. Amen. It's polluting our children's minds. Amen. It's taking them over. Let me tell you something. It's going to throw you for a loop. Disney World is all backed by magic. It's all set up on magic. They got their magic kingdoms. They got their magic props. And all that relates back. Amen. Straight out of hell. It's the devil in action. Come on, I come to tell us in this house tonight, if he can get a hold of a child from a little age and warp his mind and get it plunged into the wrong direction, that's how he's got America. That's how America's heading down the drain. It started off with a mouse. It started off with something small.
You're right.
Oh, yes.
I ain't no reading this.
Blessing, Lord.
Paul Harvey wrote this in 64, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
If I were the devil, amen. If I were the prince of darkness, I would want to engulf the whole world in darkness. I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I would not be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I would set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. Listen, how the devil's going to do it. I would subvert the churches first. I would begin a campaign of whispers with the wisdom of the serpent. I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. And should I add, hath God really said? To the young I would whisper that the Bible is just a myth. I would convince the children that man created God instead of God creating man. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father which art in Washington. Then I would get organized. I would educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. Yeah. That's why Harry Potter's an all-time seller in Hollywood. Amen. It's magic. It's straight out of the horns of hell. And the devil has allured the eyes of moms and dads. He's allured the eyes of children. Amen. Making it look fun. Hey, I come to tell us the devil is for real.
Right?
And with promises of higher ratings, I would mesmerize media, fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools, listen, to refine young intellect, but neglect to discipline emotions. In the 60s, who would have ever thought, amen, that Paul Harvey would have been right? This is the day you get out of line. Amen. Some of you remember it. I don't remember. They didn't have it in my day. Amen. I want to see your hand. You remember when they had a paddle in school?
Yeah.
Amen. Look here. Look here. Great God. Now you can't have a paddle in the home. Amen. If you whip your kid.
Right.
Michelle showed me something the other day on her phone on WSAZ. Somebody whipped their kid right around here. And they're in deep trouble. Amen. You hear it every day in the news. So-and-so got found for spanking their kid. And now they're in jail. Great God. Paul Harvey said, don't discipline your kids. And that's how I would defeat America.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right. Come on, come on.
I tell teachers to let those students run wild. Woo! And before you knew it, you'd have a drug-sniffing dogs. Listen to this. And metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. It was a time we had a Bible in the school. It was a time we had a flag flying. And we pledged our allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. That was a time we prayed. That was a time we feared God. But now there's dog-sniffing, drug-sniffing dogs. Now there's metal detectors. Now there's guns. Now there's knives. Now there's violence up and down the halls of America. How did it start? It started with the subconscious of the devil.
Right, yes.
That's exactly right.
Woo! Oh, yes.
With a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing, and judges promoting pornography. Great God. I may lose all of you one night. Soon I would evict God from the courthouse and the schoolhouse and then from the houses of Congress. We saw it in the last decade. We've ripped off the Ten Commandments out of the courtrooms. We kicked God out of the school. And now we're seeing sin take over a nation.
You're right.
In his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and defy science. I'd lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls. Amen. And church money. If I were the devil, I would take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive, amen, of ambition. What do you bet I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich? Hey God, this is a sermon right here.
Yeah.
Do you know in the state of West Virginia, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago now, they legalized gambling in this state. They legalized sports betting. It's legal now. You can go down at several slot stations and several machines across the West Virginia and gamble your money away. I come to tell you, it's all out of hell. It's all straight from the devil.
Woo!
And it started off in a subtle way.
You're right.
Sure did.
Well, I got to hurry.
Oh, God.
I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
Woo! We are living in an all-time high of living check-in together.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
Woo! Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've never seen a time where more people are shacking up.
Yeah.
And when asked why, I've read the statistics on this. Yeah. Why do you live together? They say, and most of the time people live together for years. And if they get married, they end up in divorce in less than 10 months. They say we get along better with no commitment. America does not want to commit. They don't want to commit in marriage. They don't want to commit to God. They don't want to commit to authority. And now we got a nation that's running wild. May God help us in this day.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Amen. That marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, and that what you see on television is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public and lure you into bed with diseases for which there are no cures. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Everything Harvey saw, amen, trends back in the 60s has come, amen, true in our day.
Yeah.
And I'd like to let you know, church, if there's ever a time that we need to call out to an almighty God to help us, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God. We need the supernatural to come down and walk with us and lead us and guide us. The devil is for real, and he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Can you say amen? Can you say, hey, I'm going to stand against the sin of this day?
Yes.
Woo!
Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I mentioned to you briefly, here's where I stopped. They can cause demons. We dealt with the fact that demons, the devil fell from heaven. I don't have time to get into that. Amen. And a third of the angels fell with him.
Yeah.
That's where demons come from.
Right.
The devil and the devil's angels. Amen. Demons are simply fallen angels that were once in heaven. Amen. And God cast the devil out. And a third of his angels with him. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Demons can cause sickness.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. I read to you. Amen. And I found it even this evening. Amen. In the book of Job. Great God. I like what Job chapter number 2 says. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his feet and to his crown. Let me tell you something. The devil comes, amen, to tear you down. Demons can cause immorality. Yeah. In Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 1, amen, we read, thank God, that these demons cause unclean spirits to come upon people. Yeah. Moral filth that is prevalent in our society. Amen. The cleverness of the devil loosening the foundation here and there. Now all the footings under the civilization have crumbled and it's shaky. The government is shaky. Thank God it's been shut down for days and finally about to open up tomorrow, I guess. The government's shaky. Churches across the land are shaky. Hey, our schools are shaky. The only thing that's stable is a people who are called by his name. And it's time for the church to stand on the rock and be solid.
Holy, holy Lord.
That's right.
Yes, God, yes.
You know, demons are the ones behind false doctrine. Amen.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Sure. I want to read to you something here that'll make the hair stand on your head. 1 Kings chapter number 22, verse number 20. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And those lying spirits brought about, amen, the demise of Ahab. Amen. And let me tell you something. Those spirits are still roaming today. They're still lying to people today. They're still causing untold, amen, numbers of people to fall headlong into sin. The devil's a liar. Jesus said, and he was a liar from the beginning. All the way in Genesis chapter number 3 was the first lie in all of the Bible. And he lies until the 3rd chapter from the end of Revelation. Thank God, and he's kicked out. And I'd like to tell you, he's lying to men and women today.
Right.
Come on.
Woo. Yes, he is.
I looked at that same verse, and it referenced to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Amen. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might, amen, be saved. I come to tell you, the devil is trying to deceive. The devil is telling you that old church down there, they're crazy. Look at everybody, how they're living. So-and-so's doing it. They're getting by. You don't have to live like that. But I come to tell you today, amen, the Bible is still right. Society is still wrong. Thank God. And if we're ever going to get to God's heaven, it's going to be by living God's way and not our own. Help us, Lord, to measure up. Help us, God, to stand up and be saved and be holy in this day.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Holy, holy Lord.
Woo! 1 John 4 and 1 said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yeah.
Woo! I talked to nobody of mine today. Brother Jamie Neese. He's supposed to come preach for us next Sunday night, by the way. Amen. And I told him, I was down Florida. We was talking. I said, I was in Lakeland. And he knew the name of that place where Osteen is. I forget. Anyway, he thought I said that town. It's similar to that. Level. Anyway, he says, hey, you go preach for Osteen. He was giving me a hard time. I said, no. I didn't preach for Osteen. Hey, God. Hey, man. A church that's full of Muslims. A church that's full of Catholics. A church that's full of every denomination. Hey, why he sits up there and smiles and rakes those millions in and tells them they can live any old way they want to live and still make it to heaven. I come to tell us, give me a little old church in the backwoods somewhere. Woo! That only has a select few, but has a power of the Holy Ghost, and that's enough for me. I want God, I want His Spirit, and I want the Holy Ghost. The devil is coming for real.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Jamie. In this lying spirit, the devil comes. Amen. Pray God. Amen. He coming to take you over.
Yeah.
He comes to undermine the landmarks and the faith of our fathers.
Right.
We need to return to the Word of God and a sharp turn away from this shallow testimony. Amen. Great God, at this day and time where you can do anything you want to do and be saved. We need to start praying and stop playing. Lying spirits are aboard in the land, and little is being done to thwart their hellish work. Everybody's doing it.
Come on.
It'll be all right. That's the devil. That's what the devil told Eve. You'll be all right. Did God really say not to eat that fruit? Has God really said that? He caused her to deny His word, and He's causing untold thousands, untold millions to deny His word today. Demons oppose Christians in their spiritual progress. Paul told us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're fighting the devil. This is a war, church. You're fighting the devil. Your life's at stake. Your destiny is at stake. Which way will you turn? This is serious.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
Holy Lord. Holy Lord.
Yeah. There's a war going on.
That's yes. Right.
You're in a battle.
Yes.
Oh, God, help me. Hey, man, help me, Lord. Amen. I got a burden to help us. Again, let me make a point very clear. While demons, I don't believe, can ever possess a Christian, right, they can't oppress one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Demons oppress Christians every day.
Right.
Demons can oppress you. Demons can, they can stress you.
Yeah.
Demons can wear you out. But I don't believe, right, now some may do it, and I'm not going to fight with you, but I don't believe there's everything I can find in the Bible. There's no way somebody that's saved, amen, especially if you're sanctified, and definitely if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, there's no way a devil can possess you.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God, while demons may oppress us, playing all sorts of havoc, amen, under no circumstances may the devil ever possess us, amen. But the devil is in all out war, trying to oppress, trying to possess, trying to get a hold, as Brother Earl said, the minds of men and women today.
Right.
So there's three ways. How does the devil work?
I fought the devil all week. Right. I preached on this last Sunday.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, I can't remember if it was Brother Tom. I thought it was Brother Tom said, in other words, look out. Amen. The devil's going to fight you, and the devil will fight you when you expose the light of the devil.
Yes, sir.
The devil will fight you. I fought hell all week. I'm fighting hell right now as I'm preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Amen. But there's three ways the devil, amen, attacks. First, he tries to get us to dabble in the occult. What does the occult mean? Amen. Great God. Horoscopes, which are found virtually in every newspaper in this country, it is the first dabbling with the force that will quickly place you into hell subjection. Let me tell you something, there's fortune tellers. I told you last week, as Brother Austin told me, that woman read the palms on his hand and it scared him half to death. Hey, the devil's got power. Amen. And the devil's coming to kill. Thank God, he's trying to get us to, amen, get sucked into the occult, get sucked in to the satanic worship of this day and this hour.
Lord. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Bill Kidd tells a story. Preacher,
I listen to a lot. Phil Kidd tells the story of his 16-year-old boy getting saved. He said, man, that guy really got saved. And he said he really took a liking to this young boy. He had great talent. I think he was a musician, maybe sung in the church. The Lord had his hand on his life from 16 to 19, Brother Earl. Amen. From 16 to 19, this young man did great. He got 19 and he got college age and he saw all these other young people running, doing what they wanted to do. And he left the church and he said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to go live it up and do all these sorts of things. And he got, amen. I think Brother J.R. made mention last week about these Ouija boards. Let me tell you something. I've never been around a Ouija board in my life. Amen. You ever get in a birthday party? You ever get out somewhere and somebody jerks out one of them? I tell you what you do.
Yeah.
You jerk out that door just as fast as you can.
That's exactly
Woo! Hey, come on now. Now we have cards and face 10 and what's that the girls like to play all the time? Trouble. And I realize this is a little bit different time. But Brother Keith, I grew up under hard preaching. My uncle to this day preaches against rolling the dice. My uncle to this day preaches against flipping cards and stuff. Hey, he taught us to stay away from that. You know why? Because all that came straight from the devil. Great God in heaven. Amen. Ouija boards. Amen. All this type of satanic worship. Amen. You better stay away from that. It'll suck you in.
Right.
And it sucked this young boy in.
Holy Lord.
Phil Kidd said they invited him to a party. You're talking about somebody that never did this stuff. They invited him to a party and they gave him what they called the three C's. I forget, it had coke, cocaine, and three different drugs to start with a C. They called it the three C's. And they gave him this drug one time. They mixed all these three drugs, gave this young 19-year-old boy this drug. One time. Missed his life. Yeah. One time is all it takes for the devil to ruin your life. One mistake. One bad night running with the wrong crowd, and it'll change your life for the rest of your life.
Yes, Lord.
And he took him three C's. Amen. And it fried his brain. He's still alive to this day. But it fried his brain. And Phil Kidd said the last time his parents told him, said so-and-so lived. But last time we was down to it, he was locked away in the mental ward. Said last time we was down at the hospital, the doctor said his mind will never be back. His mind will never come back. He talks out of his mind. Amen. He's crazy. He's mentally incapacitated. All because of one bad decision on one night. I come to tell you, young people, listen, girls, I come to tell you, don't ever play with the devil. He's serious. He's subtle. He comes like a roaring lion to devour and kill and take you out.
Yes.
Your spiritism. Amen. Well, I forgot one. There's also direct worship of the devil and demons possession. Amen. Satanic worship. I covered that earlier. Number three, spiritism. What is spiritism? It's the belief that the living can communicate with the dead. It's witchcraft. Amen. It's of the devil.
Right.
That's what Saul did. Amen. Yeah. That's what Saul did when Saul got to a place that he was away from God. Amen. And he went down and he called that old witch up and he said, I need to speak to the old prophet. Hey, amen. And he wanted to speak to the dead. Hey, I come to tell you today, God left Saul. Amen. And Saul got a horrible death. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, don't dabble with the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan is at the head of this whole apparatus. His methods occasionally vary, but the principles are always the same.
Right.
Deny the word of God. Get us away from God's power. Get us away from God's presence. Adam walked in the presence of God every day.
Yes, he did.
Amen. But when sin entered, it separated Adam from the presence of God. And the devil wants to separate you from the presence of God. First, the devil is a liar. He incorporates just enough truth into his lies to make them look appetizing. For example, he said to Eve, amen, shall ye surely die? Are you going to die? Shall ye not?
not truly die? Have you stopped to think why you have resistance, amen, in the church? Why you got resistance in your work for God? I'll tell you why, because the devil's fighting. The devil don't want there to be a church here. The devil don't want us to have church here. But he's fighting. He'd like to see us go belly up. He'd like to see the door shut down and put a bar in here. That's what the devil would like. But I come to tell you, he's a liar. Amen. But greater is he that is within me. Thank God. There's power in God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus didn't mince any words about the devil. He said he was a murderer from the beginning.
Yeah.
Amen. He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. He was a liar from the start. And when he speaketh a lie, John said, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Right.
Secondly, Satan will tempt us. You know that familiar story, amen, of how he tempted Jesus. Amen. Great God, those thoughts that creep unbidden into your mind, leading you to those words, yeah, or thoughts or action that causes us to be tempted. The devil tempted Jesus the same way. Led him up to a pinnacle and said, oh, I'll give you the powers and the kingdoms of this world if you'll just cast yourself down. Amen. He tried to tempt the devil, and once again, amen, the devil tried to tempt Jesus. But once again, you know how Jesus overcame the devil? Once again, I know this is deep preaching, but he defeated him with the word of God.
Right.
This is valuable, church. This is valuable. And we must esteem his word. We must study his word.
Yes.
We must hide his word in our heart that we might not sin against him.
Woo. That's it.
Lastly, amen, Satan will rob you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus spotlighted this one for us clearly. When anyone heareth, Matthew said, the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, talking about the seed which fell by the wayside, said, you hear the word? Amen. Great God. And don't understand it. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. The devil comes to rob. He comes to take away any kind, amen, of spirit whatsoever. I come to tell you, the devil is for real.
Yes.
Even now, as you're listening right here tonight, Satan is trying to divert our attention. He wants to rob us. He wants to take us and kill us.
Right.
Amen. And cause us to be ended up like this 19-year-old boy I just told you about, or worse. Great God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Help us, Lord, here tonight. Amen. Satan will harass us. Paul talked about this relentless pressure and said that the messenger of Satan buffeted him. Satan is not your friend. Great God. He's attempting to complete your destruction.
Yeah.
He will do anything to bring you down. And he always poses like a friend. He comes slithered up to Eve in the garden like a friend. But he's not a friend.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
Not a friend. He lies, he robs, he steals, he kills.
Yes, yes.
Now, Jamie and I were talking about an old friend of mine. I will not mention his name. I love this man. He's still my friend today as far as I'm concerned. Amen. This is an example I'm going to use to us, Brother Earl. But he's a great friend of mine. Last time I was up in that part of the country, I called him and called him and called him, and he wouldn't answer me. But tell me, I got in my truck. I said, where's he work at? Somebody said he's probably at work today. I went down to his job and showed up.
Thank you,
and he
Lord.
Was surprised to see the preacher standing there.
All right.
I said, man, I shook his hand. I said, I know you've had your troubles.
Come on.
And I know you've had your problems. But I want to let you know I'm your friend, buddy. Pray. I'm going to let you know I'm your friend.
Pray. Yes.
Amen. And I tell you what happened to him. He listened to the lies of the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jamie told me today, he said, Jason, you'd never believe it. Said they've lost their house. They've lost everything they got. He's living with his mom and dad. She's living with her mom and dad. Them kids cry themselves to sleep every day. Amen. House is split all because somebody listened to the devil.
Right.
Come to tell you tonight, the devil's serious. He don't just play games. He don't just joke around.
Right.
But he comes to split. He comes to, I tell you, he like to do that to you tonight. Hey God, I'm done. Somebody help me up here on this piano.
Come on.
I come to tell you tonight, he like to destroy your family.
Come on.
He like to destroy my family. He like to destroy this church. Amen. Great God, it's his plans. It's his DNA. Division is in the DNA of the
Oh, God.
I'm not coming to scare you tonight.
Come on, brother.
Hey, man, I'm done preaching. I come to warn you with all my heart.
That's it.
Listen to me, young girls. Listen to me, young boys.
Yes, here.
Listen to me, middle age, older.
Yes.
Hey, man, I come to tell you the devil is subtle.
Yep.
Genesis 3:1 said, and the serpent was more subtle than any beast in the field.
Yeah.
Anyone? A subtle serpent comes for business.
Yes, he
comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
He'd like to end you up like these ones up and down the streets, like that girl coming here at last revival we had with Brother Jamie. That girl coming here, remember her?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, the devil had a hold on her, and she wanted free of that. And that old boy that she had up there with her kept telling her, this is all fake, this ain't real. That's exactly what the devil wants you to think. He ain't real.
Right.
But the devil's real.
He's real.
Yeah, he is.
Stand with me across this house. Let's find us a place to pray. Amen. Let's ask God to help us in these altars. God, I don't want to be deceived by the subtlety of the serpent. I don't want to be deceived by the devil and his ways. But I want to choose life. Woo! Hey, God, I want to choose your word. I want to choose your power. I want to choose the things of God. Come on, church. Let's gather in these altars tonight. Ask God to help you. You've been struggling with some things. Ask God to help you. You've been having a hard time. Ask God to help you. Hey, amen. He's breathing down your neck. He's walking by your side. He's harassing you on the job. He wants to take your life and shred it to pieces. Come on. Let's pray. Let's get serious with God tonight.
Sometimes when my spirit is low, seems I can hardly go on, but still I see victory.
Whoa.
And sometimes I'm walking by faith, can't see what lies before me, but still victory. Oh, I'm just fight. You're gonna lose this battle.